we'd been together for 5 years, and we'd joked about marriage, but it was never really a reality. So we never saw it. We sort of just put it back of our minds. And
Luke Gahan is the founder of Australian Marriage Equality.
The whole marriage issue had sort of not really entered anyone's consciousness. And Matt and I were traveling about 12 months ago, and we came over to both Canada and the US and met people that had been married. And suddenly it hit us that this is such a fantastic opportunity. So we went home and began planning straight away to come back to get married. We were actually in the middle of sending out invitations when the marriage ban got passed in Australia. And then about less than a month later, the government was re-elected. And when that happened, a lot of our hopes were lost that the marriage ban was going to be annulled. And so we actually we looked into getting working visas in Canada, and so we decided to get the working holiday program. We've come here for 12 months.
Luke and his partner Matthew Culleton have been in Vancouver for 3 months now. They were married on September 2nd. But the government of Australia won't recognize their marriage back at home, and they've been told their options are limited when it comes to trying to fight the government's position.
Unfortunately, we looked at court challenges, and they're all we were all told that unfortunately that there would be no way we could go through the courts because we don't have a Bill of Rights or Charter of Freedoms to actually fall back on. And we started then looking at the possibility of having same-sex marriage at a state level. We never have had marriages since probably about the early 1950s. It all became federal, so we haven't had state-based marriages. And it looks like due to a constitutional glitch, we might be able to get same-sex marriage at a state level. So there are bills before the Tasmanian Parliament, but it's unlikely that those will get passed anytime soon.
So Luke and Matthew have chosen to live in Canada for a year and fight their battle from a distance. Already, their story and the stories of dozens of other same-sex couples who have come here from Australia to marry has created a media profile for the issue back at home. Luke says that when the Australian government passed its same-sex marriage ban, there was little press coverage, and few Australians even knew what had happened. But when Luke and Matthew left the country, a large article in one of the main newspapers in Sydney alerted people to the ban and provided a human face to the issue of same-sex marriage. Still, it will likely be a long time before they change enough people's minds for same-sex marriage to become a reality in Australia.
Yeah, Australia's a very strange place, to say the least. We've had the same government now for 10 years, coming up to 10 years, and it's a conservative federal government. But every single state and territory now has, for the first time, a Labor government, which is our left-wing government. So it's a bit topsy-turvy. But the situation is that both the two major parties have not committed to same-sex marriage or any federal same-sex relationship recognition. It's a bit of a strange situation. We've never had a religious right, like in the US. However, in the last 12 months, a new Christian lobby has been formed, and a Christian political party, which managed to get one senator elected in Australia, who's already started campaigning to change abortion laws and calls same-sex marriage ban his number one success.
The campaign for same-sex marriage in Australia continues, however. Luke says their current strategy is to lobby state governments, who he feels are more sympathetic to the issue than the federal government. Many state governments already recognize same-sex couples as de facto spouses, with some, if not all, of the same rights that come with marriage. Luke also says that Canadians can play a role in helping end Australia's marriage ban.
I think it'd be a brilliant message that Canadians should actually get active and start contacting, you know, even the Australian High Commission or the Australian Tourist Bureau here in Canada and say, look, we're not coming to Australia now for a holiday, or, you know, we're not going to watch the Commonwealth Games next year in Melbourne because you're outlawing our marriages, and tell them how you feel about that. And even get your heterosexual married friends to write and say, look, it's not fair that you're recognizing some of us in Canada as married and others that aren't, even as tourists in the country.
For This Way Out, I'm Heather Kitching in Vancouver.